Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Live cattle futures were mixed, generally lower. We had December up 2 cents at 137.67. The first notice day is Monday, December 6th. So we're looking at possible deliveries, and with the cash at 142 and the futures market at 137.67, there's an argument there that there won't be a lot of deliveries, at least initially. It's hard to tell, but when the cash is that much higher than the live cattle, we'll see what happens, but we have some interest in it. And I think that's why the live cattle in the front month, December, did stay steady today. February, the next month out, was down 62 at 138.95. The April's 45 cents lower at 142.15. The June's down 50 cents here at 137.47. Technically speaking, the live cattle has really been on a pretty good uptrend since the first part of September. We're still above some of the critical moving averages. Feeder cattle were lower across the board. The January's down $1.65 at 164.12. March is down $1.22 here at 167.10. April 169.85, down $1.05. Feeder cattle index currently down 26 at 161.34. Cash trade again 142 this week. That's a heck of a price, a ticket. So every week, about the last 4 or 5 weeks, we've inched up a little bit every week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Save on taxes with a durable Kubota purchase from Great Plains Kubota. Don't wait till December to shop our reliable Kubota equipment, because it may be too late. Call 855-4-KUBOTA to ask a sales pro about GP's factory-to-field program. With Kubota inventory shortages, you can't afford to miss out on our exclusive offer designed to help you get the Kubota you'll need before the end of the year. The good news is Great Plains Kubota has more Kubota equipment, more options, and more ways to serve their customers than other dealers. Visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Well, grain futures markets all over the place. We had corn 2 to 9 higher. December up 9, 586 even. March up 7 and a quarter, 584. The beans were anywhere from about 11 to 23 higher. The January's up 23, the strongest of all of the soybeans. 1267 and a quarter. March at 1271, up 21 and a quarter. There was talk that China bought some beans out of the Gulf of Mexico. Yesterday there was a talk of 6, and I'm guessing there was a few more. It's rumored that there was a few more out of the Gulf of Mexico. So that had beans in the export market on fire. The wheat, on the other hand, was lower. Kansas City, July of next year, down 11 to 812 and a half. The spring wheat was anywhere from 8 to 25 lower, with March down 21 and a quarter at 1020. Chicago wheat, 4 to 12 lower. The cotton futures today up 40 indices, 109.30. The March is at 104.20, up 50 cents. Never quite got to the buck level on the March. That was a support area. It's kind of hoping to get behind us, and hopefully that would hold. The market would work back higher. We have a USDA report on the 9th, which would be next Thursday, so a week from yesterday. So we'll start to see estimates. We've already seen a few estimates, but we'll really get rolling on that on Monday morning.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.